You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about Lights for Liberty. Welcome, Catherine Hatch and Trish Turner-Custard. Hello.
Thank you for having us, Shelley.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. Lights for Liberty, what you're here to talk about today is a vigil and a rally to show support for refugees and detainees at the U.S. southern border. It's a national day of action. What else can you tell me about Lights for Liberty?
Well, it is a nationwide group. Actually, it's worldwide. And they are just coming together to emphasize what is happening at the southern border. And they chose July 12th as a day for action. Many of the Lights for Liberty groups will be down at the border, at the detention centers, meeting there. And then all throughout the country, other groups such as ours, since we do not have a detention center close by to go and have a vigil at, will be having separate vigils just to call attention to what's happening at the detention centers.
And also, since we are having a letter that we'll be able to send to our congressional delegates, so both of our senators and our congressperson, it's a way for Junoites as Alaskans to get their voice heard as well.
So what made the two of you want to get involved in this? Are you part of another organization that's connected with it?
We're concerned citizens. Trish and I have actually collaborated on a number of events that have similar themes to them, I guess you could say. We've done this last December a rally outside in front of the State Museum.
Love Knows No Borders.
Yeah, that was a great one. That was when the caravan was coming through with the migrants that people were really concerned about. And that was really a powerful because we had so many speakers who themselves living in Juneau were either immigrants or came from immigrant families who could speak about that experience and really bring it home. It's not as though we don't have immigration here in Juneau as well. So that was kind of a helpful reminder. Often we do feel so disconnected from the border here, but it affects the whole country. And then previously,
we did Families Belong Together last summer when the children were being taken away from the families originally. And for me personally, what draws me to this issue is that I'm the granddaughter of immigrants and the descendant of people who were killed in concentration camps during World War II. So I am beholden to speak out whenever this is happening again.
Yeah, there's kind of this whole theme of never again. You know, when you learn about what went on, you know, the classic example being the Holocaust, but also other ones here in the U.S. Juneau especially had its part in the detention centers for Japanese Americans during World War II and Aleut Alaskans before that. So we can't keep doing this, but yet it is happening. So we cannot stay silent. And that's why we're doing the vigil.
I think that a lot of the public feels the same way. Regardless of political affiliations, there's a lot of outrage. Are there any resources or anything that you've seen, heard, or read that you would maybe point people to if they want to be more informed on some of the facts and the issues and the things that led up to this crisis and the barriers to solving it?
Well, one of the things that we will be doing at the vigil is passing a bucket to collect money for RACES, which is an organization that works on the border. They provide legal help. And if anybody goes to RACES' website, that's RAICES.org, they have a pretty good timeline of what has been happening down at the border, why it's been happening, actions that can be taken. Also, the LightsForLiberty.org website can also inform people of what's going on now, why it's happening, and what they can do to help.
Because there have been some significant changes to policy in the last couple of years that have really aggravated the situation, because we've always had immigrants coming, but we have previously not treated them in this kind of inhumane way. And back to what you were saying earlier, it's not necessarily a conservative or liberal issue. It's just all across the spectrum. We don't think people should be treated this way, regardless of how you feel about immigration themselves and where the detainees end up, if they have to go back to their own country or if they end up becoming Americans. It's that middle part there that we don't want them overcrowded in camps without soap and separated from their families, no medicine, and, yeah, just not taken care of the way that we should take care of each other.
Right.
There is a one-minute video that Catherine provided to us. It's posted on the Juno Afternoon website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's a very short little, very graphically, visually engaging, mm-hmm. I should say, video that kind of just like bullet points the reasons that Lights for Liberty is doing what they're doing. So I would encourage everybody to watch that to get a feel for the...
It's perfect for radio. It's got some good quotes and sound bites about images from the detention centers themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's up there on our website if you want to go and watch it. So let's talk action. The Lights for Liberty rally and candlelight vigil will be this Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Whale Statue in Bill Overstreet Park. And you mentioned there's a letter and there's going to be a collection. What else can we see if we attend?
We understand that people are rallied out. We've been having an awful lot of rallies. So we're going to try to make this kind of a non-rally type rally. We're just going to have a few speakers just kind of giving us where we stand, what we can do, a little bit of the background of why this is happening. We're going to have a spoken word performer. We're going to have a local person, Emily Mesh, who has written a song specific to this situation, a brand new song. She'll be debuting it at the rally. We will pass the bucket for donations to Racy's. We'll have a letter for people to sign that we will send to our representatives in Congress. And we're going to take a group picture there by the whale and also send that to our Congress people so that they see the folks here in Juneau are engaged. We know what's going on, and we're not happy about it.
Having it in the evening, because it starts at 7 on Friday, is a little bit unusual for gathering times. I think most rallies have been weekend mornings or during lunch hour. This one we thought would coincide nicely with some of the other events going on Friday afternoon and evening. So if you were at the Jack Block Party, for example, and wanted to wander basically just up the block afterwards, that's where we're at. And it's kind of a quick listen. Have your photo. If you have anything to give, please do. If not, maybe sign our letter and just add your voice to the choir of people who are saying this is not okay.
I think folks who've been feeling a bit helpless in light of this situation will be glad to have something tangible to do. Are there any other action items that you can recommend or that will be introduced at the rally?
Well, we'll always encourage you to individually write your congressional representatives and just speak your mind. This is an easy way to do it all together. The more that you can include of why it affects you personally, because like Trish, I also have an immigrant grandfather. But even if you are 20th generation American, we all know people who are affected by this. And it's so much more powerful when you can bring in that personal story and, make other people care.
And I always encourage people just to stay informed. KTOO is a great place to stay informed on all the news.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And the paper and online, you know, we have an onslaught of media that can come at us and give us information. And I think it's very important to try not to be overwhelmed, but just keep touching, you know, base and what's going on and seeing if things have changed. And if you do need to get that letter out again to your congressperson, do it.
Yeah, and being able to send this money to Races, which provides often free or low-cost legal support to people going through the immigration process and hitting roadblocks, especially with language barriers, they're a wonderful organization, and we're happy to support them.
And I really hope that this event accomplishes all that you wish that it will. So, Catherine and Trish, thanks so much for being here. Again, the Vigil Lights for Liberty, 7 to 8 p.m. this Friday evening at the Whale Statue in Bill Overstreet Park. Anything else you two would like to add?
See you there.
Yeah. Please come down for it.
Thanks so much for being here.